Republican Gary Hamblin was appointed sheriff by former Governor Tommy Thompson in 1997. He was elected to an additional 3 terms. Prior to that, he'd worked at the Department of Justice for nearly 3 decades on organized crime, white-collar crime, and murder investigations. In his new role, he'll be a key administrator in charge of reducing an extensive backlog of DNA cases at the state's crime lab. Hamblin says that will be a time-consuming process.
No matter what happens, it's going to be some time before that backlog is erased, but I'm confident that steps have already been taken and we'll continue to work on that as diligently as possible.
Hamblin says part of the answer to the backlog will be additional DNA analysts, but he says they can't be hired until the state puts money for them in the new budget that starts in July. In the meantime, Hamblin says training the officers who investigate a crime scene can ease some of the pressure on the crime lab. He says he's seen some cases where investigators take DNA samples from literally everything at a crime scene.
You know, sometimes that's beneficial and sometimes it's worthwhile taking certain types of evidence. There are other things that may be a real long shot that, if there are other avenues to pursue first, then law enforcement ought to pursue those avenues.
Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he'll consult Hamblin this week on how many crime lab analysts he thinks the state should add in the upcoming budget. Governor Jim Doyle had originally proposed funding for an additional 15 analysts, although Van Hollen says he'll ask the governor for more. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.